Have with us in just a few minutes Congressman Greg Meeks and Congresswoman Ross Leighton. I'm not sure they've joined us yet, David. Oh, I guess, okay, they are with us. Let me start with you, Mr. Meeks. You know, frankly, I think the war is going well, not just from the standpoint of our gains, but also from the fact that the Iraqi people seem to be very excited and very pleased that they're being removed from the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein. Frankly, I am absolutely mystified and stunned at these protests that go on in our country today when it appears as though the people are saying to us, thank you for not waiting any longer to let us have our freedom. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that, number one, hopefully we have a democracy here so people are allowed to be and to speak their minds and voices and voice their opinion. Let me just say, first of all, though, that all of us are hoping for a quick and swift victory and that our troops will come home with little to no casualties and that we will not harm the Iraqi people and that they, you know, their casualties will be very small. I think that some of the people that you're talking about in the street, they're more talking about the whole policy of preemption and what that does to the world order as far as preemptive strike is concerned. And I hear some talk from Turkey now talking about the north part of Iraq with the Kurds, and I think that's part of a problem, that if they see anything happening up there with people coming in, that they may preemptively attack.
Well, look, we're going into fantasy land here right now. We're projecting something that I don't think is true. I want to get to the heart of it.
I'm just talking about...
Greg, let me ask the question. How could anybody go in the street today and say that somehow our policy's been wrong when people inside of Iraq are saying, thank God you're coming here?
We have seen, and I've seen one shot of the same person over and over again. I've talked to ambassadors from the region. I've talked to a number of individuals from the region, and there seems to be somewhat of a mixed bag. No one disagrees that Saddam is a bad person. No one does that. The question is, and I think that that's what people are expressing, as to the neighbors, et cetera. I didn't hear anyone come and say, please come right now and help us because we're there because I thought we were there because Saddam presented a threat to us and the world. And so that's why my thought and prayers are that we discover these weapons of mass destructions since they're there so that they won't hurt any of our troops and they can get home safely. And thus far they haven't been utilized. And let's pray that they're not. But I want to go in, use our intelligence, to find other things. And let's get these weapons of mass destruction.
I gotcha. You know, frankly, people should be big enough to say, you know, I guess I was wrong. I guess the policy's working. Very few protests in the Arab street. And, you know, frankly, I think it's great people are being liberated, and we'll get around to those weapons. I think it's time for those folks, frankly, out of... just shut up for the good of our troops and
well,
pat some people on the back. Of course I do, sir.
Well,
of course I do. But you know what? I also believe in common sense.
You believe just
Greg,
your way.
Greg,
you just tell
hold on,
to
Greg.
Shut up.
I've always given you your chance. What I'm saying is if you had good common sense, you wouldn't be out in the streets today. We just had an attack on soldiers in Kuwait. I'm saying now is not the time. We're there, and the policy's working. Rose Leighton, let me ask you, Congresswoman,
let me ask you,
have you been surprised at the low-key reactions in the Arab world in terms of opposition to U.S. policy? It seems to me to be pretty small. I guess we don't have Rose Leighton with us. That's the... Congresswoman, are you there? Hey, Greg, well, let's go back to you. Oh, there she is.
Hi.
Yes, Congresswoman, are you surprised at the muted reaction in the Arab street? It appears as though maybe people have it right. Saddam's a...